When I say meditate, and I'm going to teach you by trade, okay? When I say meditate, what do I mean? Over and over. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved T that he gave his own. Over and over and over and over. Over and 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 over. Until when somebody says something or pressure comes, that's what you're thinking. For God so loved T that he took care of this situation. For God so loved, I mean, you see? Hallelujah. Meditate. Say it over and over and over. Over and over and over. Another way we have to build our faith. Thank you. My mouth is dry. My mama's all right, y'all. Amen. Thank you, Miss Ruth. Miss Ruth is all right. Amen. I told her she wasn't my cousin. I'd fight her. Amen. Hallelujah. We learned about laughter Sunday, didn't we? Have y'all been laughing Sunday? Therese said even the scientists have studied that thing, and he said even they can't even figure out what's real laughter. The effects are the same, in other words. Real laughter, or if you make a laugh up, the effects are the same. Laughter does good like a medicine, amen? And so we first believe that God loves us. Next thing we have to do is keep our confessions. We've learned already that James said, hold fast to the what? To the profession or confession of your faith. What did it say? Without what? Without wavering. Be sure about it. Amen. Without wavering. He said, for those that waver like a what? The wind of the, that does what? Toss what? He said, let not that man, there's a one. He said, let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He said, if you're going to be double-minded, you're going to believe me when you're around the brethren. If you're going to believe me when you're around the brethren or around people, I'll say, of people that you know going to speak correctly. In other words, they're not going to just say anything, but they're going to take, or they're going to be watchful of what comes out of their mouth. If you're around that person, then you tend to say, okay, how are you, brother? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm healed. But then when we get to our everyday lives and we get to around some unbelievers, then we tend to change what we're saying. All of a sudden, we're scared to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. All of a sudden, we're afraid to say that my God supplies all of my needs, because we don't know what they're going to think about us, or we don't know what they're going to say about us. That's double-mindedness. And he said, let not that man believe that he will receive anything from the Lord. So when you are, like the word says, stable and fixed, that's what we're to be, stable and fixed. I'm blessed and highly favored should be the same with the brethren and those that are, we're going to believe and we're going to win to the Lord. Amen. Y'all like how I said that? But it should be the same. We should be bolder. Don't allow the world to cower you down and to keep you from what you believe. Don't allow them to hush you up. Don't allow them to convince you that God does not heal. Oh, we all got to go with something. Don't allow them to put that on you. You may have remembered me telling this story once. When I was in the classroom, I was teaching. I had a class, and in that class, there were two students. They were talking about healing, and one was like, I don't believe it. The other one's trying to convince that it is so. And I stopped, and this is what I said. I said, you mean to tell me that this is not exact, but it's paraphrased, amen. You mean to tell me that Toyota can produce a car, and when it comes out of order, they know exactly what to do to fix it, to make it as the work like it's always supposed to work. You mean to tell me that they're smarter than God who made you? That they can produce, they can fix what they've made, but here God is, who's supposed to be the creator of all things. Here God is, who made you and me, and he can't fix us. Something's wrong with that picture. You just told me that Toyota, the people that invented Toyota, is smarter than God. When the people that invented Toyota was created by God. Just think about it. Just think about it. The God of the universe, who set the stars in the sky, and they're out there and they're just standing, they're staring there. And you telling me that Toyota, the person that invented Toyota, the car automobile, is smarter than God? No. So how do we, what is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to believe God. How do we believe him? How do we get to the place that we have confidence that the same God that says he's the God that healeth thee really is the God that healeth thee? What do we need to do? We need to take time, open up this word. That's where it comes from. Romans 12 says it like this, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We can't think the same way. We can't allow the same thoughts that we came with be the thoughts that we're living with now. Because some of us came with some messed up thoughts. We didn't believe God loved us. We didn't believe God healed. We didn't believe that we can build ourselves up on our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So what we have to do, open up this word. And if we don't start anywhere, start opening up this word, because that's how we're going to feed our faith. Faith comes by what? Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you hear it, the more you open up your mouth and you say it and you hear it and you hear it, you begin to gain some confidence that this will work for me, that this does work for me. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It does work for me.
It does work for me.
Hallelujah. I only got about an hour left, an hour more. Look at them for the face. Like, no, don't go no hour now. All right. I got to get home. Amen. Hallelujah.